with the cars that didn't pit, definitely knew it was for whoever housed what was going to have to navigate that traffic the quickest, and we were able to get around. And then obviously once AJ got clear, I knew it was running qualifying laps. Those cars were really fast on a short run, depending on if it was AJ or Justin, really anyone. So those guys brought a package, and I tried to mind my P's and Q's and be able to put together two of my best laps to try and come home with the win, which I am over the moon about, because this was the first place I ever ran an Xfinity race, and I feel like every time I've come here, we've had a shot to win. So it feels great to do it in front of fans and do it in front of a home crowd from Menards.
Awesome. Well, we are going to start taking some questions from the media for you. As a reminder, if you have a question for Austin, please just click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can send me a chat. We're going to kick it off with Nick Detman. Go ahead, Nick. I think you're muted, Nick. There you go.
Let me know. All right, there we go. All right, Austin, first, congrats on winning here at Road America. Just kind of talk about what it means to you. Kind of touched on it, what it means to win here at Road America. I mean, like you said, a place you started your Xfinity career and getting a chance to do it here. Is this place now really kind of a special place in your heart because of what you've been able to do here?
I think this is a special racetrack to any racer. You know, you hear guys like Mario Andretti talk about it being the most complete racetrack in the world. The fans that come out to this place, whether if there's a pandemic or not, you know, it's such a great atmosphere. It's such a great family atmosphere. And it makes you want to do even more as a driver. It challenges you in every type of way, especially when there's weather. But it also feels awesome to be able to win at all three of the natural-born road courses on the Xfinity Series schedule with Watkins Glen, Mid-Ohio, and Road America. Those are three incredibly special tracks for me in different ways, and I'm so proud that I get to drive these race cars.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Austin, can you kind of describe the last two laps? I mean, how concerned were you about Allmendinger, or did you feel like once you got out in front, you were pretty well in control?
I knew I was in control if I made it past turn five. We struggled with braking stability there last year, all weekend today, and with low fuel, that'll make that a lot worse. And with the pit strat, or the pit alternative pitting, if that's what you're calling it, alternative pitting definitely made it hard for us, because we couldn't add fuel to the car, add stability in the rear of the car when we put new tires on. So yeah, it's a lightweight car, but at the same time, that braking stability was going to be a big thing for me to lose. So I was moving my brake bias about five times a lap. The end of that long run, as well as the last two laps. I'm sorry if I'm blinking a lot, but I got something in my eye halfway through the race, and it hurts so bad. I've been blinking like the entire last hour.
What'd you say you did to your eye?
I had something came in my visor or something, but it's been stuck under my eyelid from like halfway through the race. Like I've had tears rolling down my face the entire race, and I can't get it out. Like I was taking my gloves off and whatever, but when you have the adrenaline, it's not a big deal apparently, because right now it's driving me crazy.
I hope you get better. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Steve with the AP. Go ahead, Steve.
First, I was just wondering with the eye, how do you not let that bother you during the race? How do you manage to keep going that way? And also just what kind of summer has this been for you? Four wins and five races now. Just how enjoyable has the summer been, at least on the track?
Yeah, I mean, it's been incredibly gratifying. You know, when I have a team behind me like I do this year, and those guys are so loyal to me and so do such a good job. With the tools that they have, and when it comes to me, that's my job to do the best with the tools that I have. And I feel like from the start of this year, I've been getting the most out of the cars I've been driving, and that's gratifying to see that come with results. So I look for that to continue. This is a really fun month of racetracks between going to the Daytona Road Course, Dover, one of my favorite tracks. We've got a doubleheader there. We've got a doubleheader at Richmond, Darlington. I get another shot to figure that place out. And Bristol. So we got a lot of racetracks that I'm really looking forward to, and really hoping to close out the regular season.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Dave Coleman. Go ahead, Dave.
Awesome, congratulations. You had a couple of restarts there. Did it matter to you if it was a four-lap shootout or a two-lap shootout? Did it all play out the same way either way?
I definitely think I was going to be a little bit better the longer we ran. You know, I felt like after I was able to save my tires enough, I was going to be able to control the pace of the race there after we got a couple laps. I felt like my braking stability was good enough to be able to do that. With the two laps, it was about clearing those lap cars as quickly as possible, because you can get a dive bomb pretty quickly at this racetrack. So having that 5-6 car length buffer was really important to get after the first two corners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Marty. Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, Austin, congrats on the win. I want to ask you, obviously, the track that means a lot to you. First, Xfinity win. What are your thoughts on not racing at Watkins Glen this year?
Well, it's a contradiction. Obviously, we've added some races to the schedule, but and you'd think I'd be really excited about going to the Daytona Road Course, but you also look at it two ways. We've taken two tracks that I won out off the schedule last year that I feel like we would be really good if we started with no practice. So I really wish we were still going back there. Those are great racetracks, and obviously have a great history with our race car and our race team. So I missed it. We get to miss out on those events, but definitely adds some unique venues to go to from here.
Thanks, Austin. Congrats again.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take our next question from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Austin, so many times over the past year or so, it feels like you and AJ Allmendinger have been racing for the win on a road course. I know you said that you felt you had the race in control, but those last two laps, did you feel like you had a sense of what Allmendinger was going to try if he got there?
Yeah, big lunge. I definitely knew he was going to try and lunge the first opportunity he got, because I felt like we were really good in the back section of the racetrack, and I felt like he was good in some of the slower corners where he kind of point and squirt. So I'm proud that we, because for me those were weak points last year, the higher speed corners, and I feel like that's where C. Bell was able to maintain a lead, kind of gap himself, and we were able to do the same thing today, adopting that to our race car. So I'm happy that we were able to do that. Like I said, once I got through turn five, I knew it was mine to control, especially with having to fight dirty air through the carousel and the kink. And I knew that once I made it through those areas, we were going to be set to go.
Thank you. Get some Visine. Feel better.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, and we're going to take our last question for Austin from Aaron Bearden. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Austin, congrats on the win. So first off, you had a 93-minute red flag early on. We had tons of cautions. We had a 29-minute caution at the end of stage two. When you're a competitor in the race and trying to focus on the win, how hard is it kind of go through all that to try to keep your focus?
Yeah, honestly, it wasn't as troubling as you think. You know, honestly, we got like a 10-lap practice. If you can think of it that way, you know, I feel like if that stage would have run green at the beginning of the race, I feel like we would have been able to figure out where our car was in the long run. And honestly, I feel like that's been our advantage early in these races, just to understand where a race car is very quickly and try and get a gap. And we weren't able to do that today. So I think it was a great practice session for everybody else to kind of get the jitters out. The guys who've never been here before understand the racetrack and kind of just re-rack and go again. You know, the rain stuff. I said it in my post-race interview. We definitely over-pressured our tires. You know, I was probably the fastest car on the track for the first four or five laps once we got that one run going. And then all of a sudden, I was junk. No grip, sliding on top of the track. I could smell the tires. I was spinning my tires top of fourth gear, the chassis moving back and forth on top of the tread on the straightaways. It was terrible. So that's what prompted me to pit and obviously put us on the correct strategy there with having tires at the end and having a little bit of track position. So it worked out for the better. I had a lot of fun racing Justin. That was cool. I think we raced side by side for like three laps straight, and that's 12 miles here. So hopefully that gives people at home some good to watch. I don't know how this has been crossing over with the cup race in Michigan. If people have been able to get to watch it, I don't know. But That was a lot of fun.
It actually got rolling like almost exactly after you guys got done. Looking at this race, it was pretty eventful. Do you even have an idea of what to expect next week at Daytona? Do you think it could be similar to this? Do you have any idea what you guys are looking at for the next race?
Honestly, I feel like Daytona, with the exception of the new chicane that everybody else is going to have to learn as well, including myself, it's a pretty straightforward racetrack. I expect the field to be as tight as it was at Indy. Indy, I wouldn't rate as the most difficult racetrack, the Indy GP. So I think that's why we saw some incredibly tight racing at that racetrack, and I think you'll see more of the same or even more at the Daytona Road Course. Given their straightaways, it's going to be harder to get away from people with the draft. It's only like 6 or 7 turns, not to downplay the difficulty of the track, but I feel like a lot of guys are going to take to it and understand it quickly, and I think it's going to put on a great show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Austin. Well, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on the win. Hope you go get your eye figured out, and we'll see you hopefully next weekend at the Daytona Road Course.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. And to all of our media, this will conclude our post-race Xfinity Series video conference, but this will be on NASCARmedia.com, and we will see you hopefully here shortly after the Cup race. Thank you guys so much.